Kids are full of questions. Why is the sky blue? What happened to the dinosaurs? Why does red mean stop and green mean go? Why this? Why that? And sometimes, thank God, you have the answers. But other times, it's more complicated. Author Mira Jacob got a lot of difficult questions from her six-year-old son. He's half Jewish and half Indian, and he got curious about identity, people's skin color, and things he was hearing on the news. Jacob answers some of her son's questions in her latest book, Good Talk, a memoir in conversations. When she started, Jacob thought it would be a really funny book about the conversations she and her child were having.
But as I was writing it, what was actually happening in America was, well, my son was six. He was very obsessed with Michael Jackson. We had all of the Michael Jackson albums in his room, and he was staring at them. Now, I'm an East Indian woman. I'm brown, and my husband is Jewish and white. My son's skin goes somewhere between us, and he was staring at them and realizing kind of the obvious thing that we all as adults know, which is that Michael Jackson's skin color changes over time. And he was asking me a lot of questions about that.
What kind of questions was your son asking you about Michael Jackson?
Some of them were just funny and ridiculous. Did he lose his other glove? Is that how people really walk on the moon? Some of them were, the first time he asked me about skin color specifically, he said, you know, is Michael Jackson, is he brown or is he white? And they said, well, he's black. It means his skin is brown. And then he sort of turned white. And he said, he turned white? And I said, yeah. And he said, are you going to turn white? And I said, no, no. He said, am I going to turn white? And I said, no, you're not going to turn white. And he said, is daddy? And I said, daddy's already white. And he said, but was he always? Huh. It was this moment where I realized that I had kind of a fundamental communication breakdown, but also that these things that I sort of took for granted were going to require a little more thought on my part. And still later, he said, just kind of out of the blue in this very sweet, chirpy little kid voice, are white people afraid of brown people? And, you know, we were on the subway when he said that, and the whole subway car went quiet, which is an unusual thing, as you know. And I realized how, and I was sort of calibrating the races of everyone around us, the way they were waiting for me to answer the question, then also the weight of my son's face turned to me, and I didn't want to lie to him, and I didn't want to tell him the truth either. And I ended up saying sometimes, you know, and it was the weight of those conversations that sort of led me to kind of write the book.
You wrestle, you and your character and your son, you all wrestle not only with being people of color in America, but also the attitudes of your own family, your own South Asian family toward color. What are the kind of things you wrestled with them in terms of their attitudes?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that is well known in South Asia and somehow less known over here is the idea of what's a good color of skin to have, which is fair. You know, somebody like me with darker skin is called dusky. When I went back to India when I was about five, was the first time that I heard some aunties talking about it. And they were saying, what happened, though? The mother is okay. The father is okay. Even the boy is okay. That's my brother. But the little one, what happened to her? And I had to ask my mom. I wasn't sure what it meant. And I asked my brother. My mother sort of shrugged it off. She said, don't worry about it. My brother said, doofus, it means that you're dark. And that was the first time I kind of realized, oh, I'm different than my family. And my father said this thing I think he meant very sweetly, where when I was asking him about it, he said, oh, don't worry about what the aunties say. You're a pretty girl. I knew when he said that, I thought, oh, dark means ugly.
So in some ways, there's a parallel between your son asking you questions and you asking your own parents questions.
Very much so. I think a lot of what happened for probably many people like me was there was a set of assumptions we had about this America that we were going to get to as a nation, this sort of promise of we are getting better every year, we are figuring this out. And I remember thinking when I was a kid, by the time I'm an adult, all the ways in which I feel like an outsider, they're going to go away. We will have grown past this. I really had to come to grips with that fantasy I had.
You encounter similar but different contextual attitudes with your in-laws and their friends. Tell us what happened at a party you were at that your mother-in-law was giving.
So my mother-in-law is a great party giver. She threw a bar mitzvah for the family dog. There were little talluses for the dogs. It was amazing. I was helping her get ready. I was 6 months pregnant and a couple friends came. I let them in and I said, can I get you some wine? And somewhere in the middle of the party, and you know, everyone was there, all the dogs were there, everyone was running around. And one of the men handed me his glass and said, I'll have a little more white, please. And I took the glass, because I was also helping host, and I went to the kitchen and I thought, oh my God. Whew, okay. He thinks that I am here as the help. And I went back and I gave him his glass, and his friend said, oh, I'll have a little more too. There's a line that I say in the book, which is that I wanted not to take the glass. And I thought about not taking the glass, and I watched myself take it anyway, and I hated myself for doing it. And that was painful, but telling my mother-in-law about that later was equally painful, because her first response was, that can't be true. That can't be something that's really happening.
Sort of denying your own experience.
Yeah, denying and saying, and, you know, just saying like, I just can't imagine someone doing that to you. Are you sure? And, you know, just having to weigh out, do I tell her? Do I say, no, this is absolutely what happened? So either way, you lose the white in-law's perception of having an easy relationship with you, something that's, you know, a joy to navigate, or you lose a little bit of yourself when you know that you're hiding that part because it's inconvenient for them.
What's been the reaction to Good Talk?
You know, I've been really pleasantly surprised. The entire time I was writing this book, I was terrified. America's scary right now. I don't know that it's easy to be anyone, but it's definitely not easy to be a brown woman with a brown boy. I've had plenty of harassment online. I have been so gratified by how many people have reached out to me. I think I get like 10 letters a day right now.
Wow.
From people that say, this is my story. And I'm not Indian and my husband's not Jewish and I'm not this and I'm not that, but this is our story. I think it's been really hard for mixed race families. America has this fantasy that if you're in an interracial relationship, then you must understand everything about each other. And it's a real kumbaya fantasy, and this is the future, and it's all love. And that's not true.
Any response from your in-laws or your aunties?
They just went out in India, so I'm curious about how they feel. But my in-laws, I sent them the book before it published. And I said, this is the book I wrote. I hope you see the love in here. You know, they wrote me right away and said, you know, we read it. Thank you for sending it. We're not ready to talk about it. We love you so much.
Hmm.
And I think that is the really hard part of this. And that's the part that people don't know what to do with, is they do love me. They're active Trump supporters. They are still actively building a world for me and my son that does not love us. They love us, though. And that's the hard part.
Mira Jacob is the author of Good Talk, a memoir in conversations. Thanks a lot, Mira.
Thanks so much for having me.